Hi, this is Jackie B, the host of 5 Minutes of Real Life Shit. El tiempo está volando. It's already Freaky Friday. Whoa. Anyways, earlier this week, I shared I was let go from a job, and today I would like to share a little bit more about that experience. Being let go kind of felt liberating. I do want to disclose everyone's financial situation is different, and I felt this way because I do have savings, I have an emergency account for rainy days, I do have an investment account. You get my point. My financial well-being is pretty good. Please make sure yours is too. I never thought something like this would ever happen to me. I always felt I would be the one to decide when I leave a job. Why? It had nothing to do about ego, but more of, regardless if I love the job or not, I make sure I show up and do a great job. I like to be the best I can be. Hello, I am a kid of immigrants and we don't have the option to slack. But in this case, life happened. Being let go is a scary thought, but when it does happen, you'll figure shit out. We are humans, we can pivot and adapt. A few days after this event, it made me realize how much one allows their job to define their identity. I was in my mid-20s when this happened. Prior to this, whenever I would go on a date or meet someone within, let's say, a social setting, one of the first questions either one of us would ask would be, so, what do you do for work? After this happened to me, I stopped asking people what they do for a living, and not because I didn't care, it eventually came up within the conversation, but a job doesn't really define a person. Even if you're working like 100 hours, like you're doing that because it's demanding, but are you really doing that because you really, really love it? I don't know. That question is a buffer question to either start a conversation or to continue a dull conversation, but there are many other questions that you can ask that are far more interesting. One of the questions I love to ask people, whether I'm on a first date, a social setting, or at the end of an interview, is what book are you currently reading? Reading is one of my favorite hobbies. Side note, when I was a kid, I once stole money from my mom to buy books, and yes, I used money to buy something that was educational. I mean, I still got punished because at the end of the day, I was a thief. Well, you know, like I said, reading is still a hobby. And so whenever I do ask that question about what book are you currently reading, it allows me to get to know the person a little bit more. In my experience, this question has led to very interesting conversations. If you are passionate about what you do for work, then this doesn't really apply to you. And good for you. You found your purpose in life. Me, on the other hand, I'm in my early 30s and I'm still figuring out what's something I would like to do for forever and a day. But in the meantime, I have a 9-to-5 that I like a little bit. I mean, I am learning Excel and I think I'm going to become a wizard and eventually participate in the 2026 Excel tournament. Mark my words. But most importantly, what this job does is it funds the hobbies that brings me joy and defines who I am. I am more interesting than my 9-to-5. Bueno, it's the weekend, and I hope you get to do something that fires up your soul. It's also hoochie titi time. This hoochie titi will be doing something very special this weekend, and I really can't wait to share the experience with you next week. Woo-hoo! Until next time. This is brought to you by Damn Girl Damn. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening.